In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. So, what I might say in this sermon is directed at all of us. Now, there might be some things that do not apply to you, and if that's the case, then just don't even register it. So, I just want to make that clear. If there are things that are said, maybe they don't apply, then I'm not speaking to you. I'm just speaking to the world, Catholic families. I would see today is the Feast of the Holy Family, and it's always a good chance for us to kind of use it as a marker. It's kind of a time for us to reflect on where our family might be. And obviously this is mostly directed towards the parents. The world is in decay, and the Catholic world is not much better. And so I think it's only appropriate that we have to reflect to see what maybe could we be doing better. The Catholic world is, I believe, for the most part in decay, because the Catholic youth are suffering from a few different things. And I think that can be traced back to the family. The family is the foundation. It's the key to society. Right? Where the family goes, so society goes. And if there's a few things that we can point to, I'd like to take just two things that I feel that, for the most part, families are not necessarily maybe accomplishing on a wide-scale level. And the first thing is a spirit of identity. The Catholic youth today, and I would say the Catholics in general today, not just the youth, but the Catholics in general, are suffering from a crisis of identity. They have no concept of who they are. They have no understanding of who they are. They have no understanding of what they're meant to become. And they don't really feel like they belong to something, even though they belong to the most profound and impressive and awesome body that could ever exist, which is the Catholic Church. But they wander here and there and all over the place, and they're grasping for things, because ultimately the family is not giving them a sense of identity. Identity is had through consistent approach, way of life, mindset. And the Catholic identity has to be something that is deep inside the roots of the family and the household. There has to be a way of life that is clearly defined to the child. If not, then it means nothing. So a parent can say things, but if a parent does not implement and do things, then it's impossible to foster an identity in the child. The only way is if he understands that every time this happens, this follows. If he understands that he does belong to something that is greater than himself. If he does belong to something that is more important than he is. If he does belong to something that he is impressed with. But the problem is that Catholics today are not impressed by anything Catholic. Because once again, Catholic families speak one thing and then do another. The child, the youth, they need to be shown what it is to be Catholic. They need to be told, but they need to be demonstrated. It needs to be expressed in your actions. And this is where we run into problems. Catholic fathers are not men anymore. We're the Catholic fathers that will, no matter the cost, will make sure that they criticize their children because it's what's best for them. No. Fathers want to be friends of their children. They don't want to offend them too much. They're worried that they might, they kind of need to come to that realization on their own, and I sort of direct them. No, they're children. They're meant to be told, and then they're meant to be, it's demonstrated to them in your own actions. But the problem is that we will have Catholic fathers who will say something. They'll say that this means the Catholic life, yeah, that's very important, and God's important, and Christ is important, but at the same time, they'll let their daughter go out of the house dressed the way that she is. Because they're afraid that they might hurt them, or they're afraid to be the enemy of their child. Because their child's opinion of themselves means so much that they're willing to not say anything just so that they don't offend them. Just so they don't get on their bad side. Or just because they're tired of doing it. We say one thing, but then our actions and the way that we manifest our faith to our children is totally different. And the inconsistency is picked up. Or the Catholic mother that complains all day long is inconsistent with the message that she might be saying on a Sunday morning. Well, that's great that we say the love of God, that's great that we say that we have to do this or this, but every time anything difficult happens, anytime there's any sort of obstacle, I see you complaining immediately. Complaining about authorities, complaining about your husband, complaining about the way things just are in your life or your household, openly complaining, openly criticizing. This is impossible to foster a Catholic identity when everything is ultimately self-seeking. Now, I'm not saying that there's not good intentions. Of course there is. And to a large extent, it's true that Catholic parents are doing good things. But just doing some good things is not enough. Like I've said before, bringing your children to Sunday Mass is not being a good Catholic parent. It's being an average Catholic parent. It's just the status quo. It's not like you're doing anything extraordinary. Right? The difference between a good or mediocre Catholic parent and a great one is in the details. It's in the little things that you're able to hone in on, obsess over, and make sure that you accomplish and follow through with. That's what makes you great. And that is what is instilled in the Catholic child. That they see that no matter what, my Father is consistent in His message, and in His passion, and in His belief that He will make sure that it is known what the Catholic truths, expectations, and standards are at every moment. And it won't be, oh, He says something when He's in some sort of state of zeal, but then the rest, the other 6 days of the week, nothing. They want challenge. Men and women want to be challenged. But the world has convinced the parents that that's not the way to go about it. No, we get them through being nice. Through being kind to an extreme. No. They need to be shown. And it needs to be consistently demonstrated to them on a daily basis. Because if they don't see their father wanting and desirous to pray on a daily basis, then they won't see that it's important. If you don't have expectations for them on a Catholic level, whether it be modesty, whether it be generosity, whether it be a love for the liturgy or for the Mass, if they don't see you holding up a standard of consistency, then they'll realize that it doesn't mean that much. It means a little bit because you're willing to say something, but it doesn't mean enough to you that you are willing to be consistent and follow through with it every single day of your life. And they watch. They watch everything. Because somebody who wants to get out of something is looking for the slightest inconsistency for them to justify not doing it. It's why people who leave the faith immediately quote or cite some priest that has fallen. Or their parents who did this or that. Or a brother who might have did something bad. Because they're looking for justification. They're looking for something that they can point to as, it doesn't really mean that much to you, so how do I know it's that important? Catholic fathers have standards. And not just standards that you throw out there with words, but that you follow through with in actions. Because they're not going to learn anywhere else. If they don't learn what it is to be a Catholic, and if they don't see in their everyday the passion that you have of being a Catholic man or being a Catholic woman, then they will look somewhere else. They will look to some Instagram influencer. They will look to some celebrity. They will look to some Disney star. They will find an identity, but it won't be the Catholic identity because you have failed to be consistent in your expression of your faith. They will find identity and it will not be in Christ because it doesn't mean enough and it doesn't have the impact. It doesn't have passion. It doesn't have someone who wakes up every day is in love with it. That's what gets them into the Catholic faith. That's what gets the world into it. But Catholics are afraid of their faith. Inconsistent. We say one thing and we do another. Be Catholic men. Have high standards and hold yourself to them and hold your children to them. Because if you don't, they will find it somewhere else. And it will not be with you, and it will not be with God. And the second thing is that the Catholic family has been entrenched and immersed in worldliness. Worldliness everywhere. And parents have just given up. Not because they're malicious. Catholic parents have tried, and they have tried, and they have tried. It's true. But they just get tired. They get tired, and then they slowly start justifying things happening or things coming into their household. But you cannot forget that this world is trying to eat your children alive. It is the enemy of the Catholic family. And the things that we allow into our households, or that we are not vigilant in making sure that our children are not doing, are to a level that is so offensive to our God. Because we are ruining the innocence of our children. And for what? Because we don't want to fight anymore. Because we don't want to have to hold that standard anymore. The internet. I've talked about this before. The internet and smartphones. Why is a child having that? What justification do you have for a child to have a phone with access to the internet? What? How can there be any justification? What is so dire and what is so of an emergency that they need to have? Well, Father, they travel around and there are phones. There are phones of access. We all know of a time, right? Even myself, when technology was really starting to rise, but a time when I would be gone from my house. And if I needed something, I'd go into a store and say, can I borrow your phone? That's it. Oh no, well, the world has become so, it's a lot more dangerous out there. No, it's not. It's not any more dangerous than it was 15, 25 years ago. We've changed. We have changed. We've allowed a world to architect in our minds this idea that our children need phones in order to be safe. Because I need to be in contact with my child all the time. There are ways. But even if you say, let's say that they're slightly more safe to some degree because they have a phone now. Maybe they are a little bit more safe, physically safe. But how much more spiritually in danger are they? Exponentially more in danger because they have that phone. It is destroying souls. Since 2008, with the advent of the iPod Touch, souls are being eaten alive. You don't sit in that confessional. You do not know to the degree in which the world is destroying one child after another. Because of what? Because their parents decided it wasn't that bad for them to have a phone. Do you have any idea how these things are breaking your children's minds? Because even if they're not falling into sin, which is almost a complete miracle, considering in 2008, 75% of boys before a certain age had already fallen into sin. And I won't have to go into any more detail. You know what I'm talking about. 75%. 2008, before the iPhone. Even if they're not falling into sin, by some miracle of God that He protects your child from sin because of these phones or because of the internet, their mind and their habits and their will are being broken because it's being fed off of stimulus. Stimulus, 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 stimulus. I see it every day. The last 7 years that I've been involved with schools, I see it every day. Kids aren't interested in the faith. Kids aren't interested in God. Why? Because they've got something so much more attractive. Because you're allowing them on video games for 5-6 hours a day. Because parents are allowing them on YouTube for 3-4 hours a day. And why do I want an invisible, intangible God when I can watch YouTube and stimulate the heck out of my mind every single 13 seconds? Why do I want an intangible God? Why do I want a faith that asks me to challenge myself and doesn't seem to give any rewards right away? Why would I want that when I can immediately search for something, anything in the world, and I've got it? Why would I want God? It's breaking our children. And we will come before God, you and me, as a priest, and God will ask, what have you done with my children? Because what? Because you didn't want to fight any longer? Because you didn't want to hold up standards any longer? Because you didn't want to have to fight against your child or be the enemy of your child? Or because you just for some reason thought it was okay that you would allow them to be doing these things? To have unadulterated access to video games and music and to movies and to social media? What has happened that the Catholic parent could at all be fine with any of this? What has happened that the Catholic parent could lose vigilance on every single level? I'm not saying that you're some Nazi parent that is watching over and hovering over. No, but you can be vigilant without hovering. Because you hold them accountable for every single thing. Souls are dying. Kids don't want to have vocations anymore. When was the last time we had a young woman from this parish go to the convent? When was the last time? They're dying. Because they have no identity. And because the world has destroyed the spirit of generosity in the youth of today. I'm talking about all of them. Where are our vocations? Where are our young Catholic men that are willing to do whatever it takes to hold the line of being a Catholic man? Where are those men and those women who are willing to be mocked by the world because they might not dress the same way? Because they might not be on their phone or on social media? Because they might not be hooked in to video games and online gaming 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours a day? Because they might not know the recent TikTok videos or YouTube hits. Why? Because they've got no identity, and that's our fault. It's a tragedy, and it's nearly blasphemous to our God that for so little we have compromised so much. If we could just see the soul of a child and how much they're destroyed by these little liberties that we give them because we feel like, well, I can't be a crazy parent. You're not being crazy. They will tell you you're crazy for 75% of the things you do because they want freedom. They want liberty because that's what a child does. That's why he's a child. Because he doesn't understand. And you are responsible for making him understand. And you can try to justify or rationalize all you want, but it is wrong. It is wrong that they have these things. It is wrong that they have this access, and God will make it known to you in your lifetime and after. Because ask yourself the question, where are the vocations? Where are they? the lost generation because they're gone. Strangled out by technology, by smartphones, by social media. The devil knows exactly what he's doing, and he's lured all of us to sleep. Have standards, real standards. Every family should have defining principles by which they live, uncompromising things, a list of things that you do not compromise on. Every parent. Every parent. The parents should have, what are the things that we will never compromise on in our family? What are those things? We will never have this. We will never allow our children to have this. We will never do this. What are they? If I ask the families right now, what are those things that you do not compromise on? If you can't just rattle them out right now, then we've got a problem. What are the values that defines our Catholic family? And those have to be known to your children. This is how you build identity. This is it. By feeding them those notions of identity, those values. This is who we are as a Catholic family. This is what we do. This is how we behave. This is what we will never allow. These are the things that create identity. This is what people have done. The military has done. Communists have done. People have done. The Catholic Church did for generations. What are the values? Who will we be? Regardless of what the world says, who will we be? From the youngest age, teaching your children that, feeding them that, 3 years old, going up to them before they go to bed at night, and the father saying, tomorrow we don't do this. Why? Because we're Catholic men. That's why. That's what they need to hear. And slowly but surely, it's ingrained into them that this is who I am. This is who my father was. This is who my father taught me to be. This is who my father consistently pushed me to be. And this is who I will be. And this is what I will transmit to my own children. That is identity. Strong. Too strong to be overcome by the world. Because it's values that mean something, that are more important than them, that challenge them, that are consistent, and they are held to. Regardless of the consequences. Be impassioned about your faith. Catholic men, make sure that your children know that you pray. Don't let your wife lead the rosary. Don't let her be the one who says it's time for the rosary. It is your responsibility. You lead the family. You are the one who should be the holiest in your family. Not leaving it up to the mother. That is your duty. They need to see that you love your faith and you're willing to do whatever it takes every single moment to be a Catholic man. Don't leave it to the Catholic wife. It's not her responsibility. And Catholic mothers, be generous. Be generous and never complain. Of course, there's 1,000 things you could complain about, but never. Because this is what you were born to do. You were born to sacrifice. You were born to give everything. You were born to be a bastion of unadulterated sacrifice. So be it, because that's what they need to see. And be a woman, feminine, yet modest. Really be one, so that they have something to look at, because if they don't, and they don't feel like you're a woman, and you don't show them what it is to be a true woman, then they will find her somewhere else. And it won't be God's. Be strong, Catholic parents. There is so much. There is no greater honor than to be given souls that you sit there and craft and form to be Catholic saints. What more could you ask for? But you, the Catholic, I'm talking to the Catholic parents of the world, you've fallen out of love with being a Catholic parent. It's become just a duty. It's just become... And that's why you don't stand up anymore. That's why you let your high school kid have a phone. Because we've fallen out of love with being Catholic parents, being Catholic leaders, being Catholic authorities and priests. Because we get out of bed and it's just too much. It's just too much. Let them have a phone. It's fine. Let them watch that movie. Let them be on social media. It's not that bad. When our children are burning in hell, then we'll understand. But does it have to come to that? No. Be striving to be saints, because it's only in striving and desiring to be a saint that you are able to organically have standards. Because only true passion, only true authentic belief and desire of being a Catholic can be transmitted to a child. And only in that authenticity will they follow. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.